诗篇的九十篇。
Psalm 90。
十五节。
Verse 15。
这是摩西第四个祷告。
This was Moses' fourth wish.
他求神能够成全他。
He asked the Lord to fulfill his request.
十五节说，求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。
Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble.
我们仔细看这一节圣经节，你会发现摩西没有求神让他不要受苦。
Look carefully at this verse. Moses never asked the Lord not to give him affliction.
十四节他说，求神能够用他的爱来满足他。
In verse 14, he asked the Lord to satisfy him with unfailing love.
所以摩西知道神是爱。
Moses knows that God is love.
最伟大的爱是神的爱。
And the greatest love is the love of God.
虽然神，他知道神很爱他。
Even though he knows that God loves him.
神能够让他的一生不受苦。
And God is able to make his life suffering free.
但是摩西并没有这样求。
But Moses did not ask for a suffering-free life.
他知道受苦是人生必然会有的。
He knows that suffering is part of human life.
只是在求你使我们受苦的日，叫我们能够喜乐。
But he prayed, make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us.
那仔细我们看十五节，特别这里提到说是你使我们受苦。
Notice that it says you have afflicted us.
那为什么神爱我们，神却使我们受苦呢？
Why is that God will afflict us when he loves us?
这是我们需要查考的一个问题。
That's a question we need to study.
我们常常做父母的很爱我们的孩子。
We as parents love our children.
所以我们看到我们的孩子受苦，我们就心里很疼。
So we feel hurt when we see our children suffer.
因此有很多的父母尽量不要让孩子受苦。
That's why many parents try all means to let their children avoid suffering.
那这样真的是好吗？
But is that really good for the children?
一生都不要让你孩子成长过程都不要让他受苦，让他活得很舒服，真的是好吗？
Is it really good for children to let them go through their maturity without ever suffering?
耶利米哀歌里面说，人在幼年所负的轭原来是好的。
In Lamentations we read it is good for a man to bear his yoke in his youth.
人在幼年负轭就是一种受苦。
To bear the yoke means suffering.
人在幼年当中啊，吃一点苦啊，耶利米哀歌里面说，这原来是好的。
According to Lamentations, it is good for a young man to suffer.
到底人如果一生都活得很舒服，没有受苦，到底有什么不好？
But what are the disadvantage, or what do we lose by not suffering?
我们先来看这样，然后再回头再来看为什么神要让我们受苦。
We'll answer that question first, then we'll talk about why God allows suffering.
我们先来看旧约圣经。米迦书哈。
Let us turn to Micah.
不是米迦书。好，阿摩斯书，对不起。
Let's turn to Amos, rather.
阿摩斯书。
The book of Amos.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
在1077页。
Amos chapter 6.
阿摩斯书第六章。
Chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1.
国为列国之首，人且最著名，且为以色列家所归向，在西安和撒玛利亚山安逸无虑的有祸了。我们看这一句跟我们一般的常识完全不一样。
This is so different from our common sense.
说国为列国之首，就是这个国家很强。
You're notable men of the foremost nation, the strongest nation.
然后人很出名，大家都知道。
These people are notable, famous.
生活很安逸。
They feel secure.
这个人有祸了。
They are complacent. Woe to such people.
我们大家不是都在求这个吗？
Aren't these the very things we seek?
但是圣经竟然宣告这种人有祸了。
But the Bible says, woe to such people.
我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
你们以为降祸的日子还远，坐在位上进行强暴。第四节。
4.
你们躺卧在象牙床上，书生在塔上吃群中的羊羔，棚里的牛犊。第五节。
5.
弹琴鼓瑟，唱消闲歌曲，为自己制造乐器，如同大恶所造的。第六节。
6.
你大碗喝酒，用上等油抹身，却不为约瑟的苦难担忧。第七节。
7.
所以这些人必在被掳的人中中首先被掳，书生人的荒宴必然消灭。第八节。
8.
主耶和华万军的神指着自己启示说，我憎恶雅各的荣华，厌恶他的宫殿，因此我必将城和其中所有的都交付敌人。这段圣经在讲在阿摩斯时代人的生活。
This passage is about the lifestyle of the people at Amos' time.
那个时候人的生活只有一个目标。
At that time, the people only had one ambition in life.
享乐、舒服。
Pleasure and comfort.
所以人的生活当中啊，信仰已经变成一种形式。
So for these people, faith had become a formality.
敬拜这个守节跟献祭只是一种外表的形式。
Their festivals and sacrifices to God were only an outward appearance.
人的心已经离开了神。
Their hearts were far from God.
整个心都沉浸在这个世俗的快乐当中。
Their hearts were immersed in worldly pleasure.
所以神要用列国来攻打他们。
So God would raise nations to attack them.
因此人在这个享乐当中啊，就会失去一种忧患的意识。
So we can see that in our pleasure, we begin to be complacent.
所以第三节说，他们以为降祸的日子还远。
Verse 3 says, they thought that the evil day was still afar.
主耶稣怎么描写挪亚的日子？
What did Jesus say about Noah's day?
说那个时候人照常吃喝嫁娶。
The people ate, drank, and married.
挪亚在传警告说，忧患的日子快到了，神要用大水来毁灭这个世界。
Noah preached warning saying the evil day is coming, God is going to send a flood to destroy this world.
但是那个世代的人照常吃喝嫁娶。
But the people of Noah's time still continue to eat, drink, and be married.
沉迷在世俗的快乐当中。
They indulge in pleasure.
对神所要降临的灾祸一点警觉性都没有。
They did not equip themselves to prepare for God's punishment.
这是可怕的。
This is dreadful.
所以今天我们不要一直羡慕别人啊，生活多舒服多享受，这个没有什么值得羡慕的。
So let us not admire people who have a comfortable life and who are wealthy.
因为历史会重演。
History repeats itself.
神怎么毁灭所多玛？
Just as God destroyed Sodom.
神怎么毁灭挪亚的世代？
Just as God destroyed Noah's generation.
神也要毁灭这个世代。
He will also destroy this generation.
因为这个世代的罪并没有比所多玛，并没有比挪亚的世代更轻。
Because the sins of this generation are not any less than those of Noah and the people of Sodom.
所以当我们看到一个人呢，一直在注重世俗的享受，我们真的很害怕。
When we see that someone is straying into worldly pleasure, we worry for them.
因为在灵里面他已经失去警觉性。
Because spiritually they are not watchful.
主快来的日子近了。
The Lord's day is near.
大而可畏的日子近了。
It is a dreadful day.
那让你哀顿足捶胸哀哭的日子近了。
It is a day where people will beat their chest and gnash their teeth.
当然人竟然为着肉体的束缚一天过一天呢沉迷度日。
But even then, people still live every day in pleasure.
所以这里这个阿摩斯书在说，说神厌恶雅各的荣华。
So in Amos, God said, I abhor the pride of Jacob.
因为这些荣华让他们在灵性上堕落。
Such pride comes from the luxurious life in them.
那个世代的人到底怎么生活？
How did these people live?
第四节。
Verse 4.
你们躺卧在象牙床上，但象牙床是最贵重的。
Beds inlaid with ivory are the most expensive beds.
那书生在塔上，这个就是现在的所谓的沙发。
They lounge on the couches or the sofa today.
那吃的是云中的羊羔，吃的是最好的。
Dine on choice lambs, the best dish.
棚里的牛犊。
And fattened calves.
我听说最好的牛肉是阿根廷的牛肉。
I hear that the best beef is from Argentina.
有一个弟兄到德国去说，连德国的市长也在卖阿根廷牛肉。
A brother who went to visit Germany said that even the German markets carry Argentinian beef.
所以现在人很注重享受。
People nowadays like to enjoy.
第五节。
Verse 5.
所弹琴鼓瑟就是娱乐器材。
You strum away on your harps, referring to entertainment.
那下面说唱休闲歌曲啊，就是唱流行歌曲。
Improvise on musical instruments the way we sing popular music.
来让自己的心快乐。
They enjoy themselves.
那下面说，为自己制造乐器。
You make instruments for yourself.
第六节。
Verse 6.
以大碗喝酒。
You drink wine by the bowlful.
这个大碗就是贪心。
Bowlful meaning much greed.
喝酒就是放纵。
Drinking wine refers to indulgence.
用上等油抹身。
And use the finest lotions.
用最好的这个化妆品来化妆。
Just like we use the best makeups.
但是可怜了，他没有受苦的能力。
But unfortunately, these people did not have the toughness to suffer.
说不为约瑟的苦难担忧。
You do not grieve over the ruin of Joseph.
所以这一批人啊，这第一批要被掳的人。
These will be the first to go into exile.
因此，我们做一个父母，我们常常觉得我们的理智跟我们的感情在冲突。
Oftentimes, as parents, our rationale conflicts with our feelings.
就感情上来讲。
In terms of feelings,
我们爱我们的儿女,
we love our children.
所以我们希望他活得舒服都不要受苦。
We want to give them the most comfortable life that we can give them.
但是如果我们仔细用理智来想,
But when you think about it rationally,
我们知道这个很舒服的生活是毁掉一个人的。
We know that a comfortable life can destroy a character.
特别就毁掉一个人的灵性。
Especially a person's soul.
所以有时候我们做父母常常理性跟感情一直在冲突。
So as parents, our intellect often conflicts with our feelings.
摩西向神祷告。
But Moses prayed to God.
求主，你使我们受苦的时候啊，让我们有喜乐。
Say, make us glad as many days as you afflict us.
他知道神会让我们受苦。
He knows that God allows afflictions.
他本身就受过了苦。
Moses himself suffered much.
摩西的一生啊，最舒服是1岁到40岁。
The most comfortable stage of Moses' life was when he was between 1 and 40 years old.
因为他活在王宫里面。
He lived in the palace.
那个时候虽然他很有信心,
At that time, even though he had strong faith,
他敢做别人所不敢做的决定,
he was willing to make decisions that others dare not make.
一天晚上,他放弃了王孙的地位。
But just over one night, he gave up his position in the palace.
他放弃最终的快乐。
He gave up his sinful pleasure.
他忘记了埃及的财产。
He gave up all the treasures of Egypt.
他出去做跟这个以色列百姓同做奴隶。
He went out to his people and become a slave like them.
这个是信心的决定。
This was a decision of faith.
但是在那个时候, 摩西还不是神所用的材料。
But even then, Moses was not yet equipped to be God's instrument.
所以神需要在属灵上改造他。
So God had to mold him spiritually.
让他成为一个适合神所用的人。
So that he may be useful to the Lord.
那个改造的环境在哪里？
And where was the Lord going to mold him?
神把他送到旷野去。
The Lord sent him into the wilderness.
在那里40年。
Where he spent 40 years.
这个40年牧羊的生活就是一种受苦。
The 40 years of being a shepherd was a life of suffering.
我们还记得雅各去见法老王。
When Moses went to when Jacob went to Pharaoh,
他怎么说他的一生?
How did he describe his life?
他说他在牧羊啊，这个一生真的是白天有干热，晚上有寒冷。
Jacob said, "I have been a shepherd all my life. I suffer the heat of the day and the cold in the night."
所以牧羊是很辛苦的一个生活。
Therefore, being a shepherd is a very harsh life.
摩西40年在旷野。
Moses was in the wilderness for 40 years.
神没有跟他讲话。
God never spoke a word to him.
40年一直在牧羊，一直在受苦。
He was just a shepherd who suffered a lot.
所以摩西知道神会让人受苦的。
So Moses knew that God allows afflictions.
为着要让人的灵性进步。
The purpose is so that we may grow spiritually.
那40年到了。
After 40 years,
神发现摩西的灵性已经在受苦当中磨练到一个程度，值得神用。
Moses' spiritual level has come to a stage where he was ready to be used.
因为神显现的时候要选召他，摩西说：“我是什么人？我怎么可以去见法老呢？”
When God appeared to Moses and called him, Moses said, "Who am I to see Pharaoh?"
这一句话代表摩西灵性的成熟。
His words show that he was spiritually mature then.
因为他认识了自己。
He had recognized who he was.
他是什么人？
Who am I? He said.
他觉得他不配被神所用。
He felt unworthy to be used.
这个是四十年受苦磨练的一个结论。
This is the result of a 40-year training.
使人认识我们不是超人。虽然你是王公长大了，说话行事大有能力，你不是超人，你只不过一阵血气而已。
He was made to realize that although he had been raised in the Egyptian palace, he was not a superman. He was just a shepherd.
但是要了解这一点，竟然四十年的受苦。
But it took him 40 years of suffering to make him realize.
不简单。
It is not easy.
所以神让摩西受苦是磨练他。
God allowed Moses to suffer so as to train him.
第二个阶段
The second stage
就是从80岁到120岁
was when he was between 80 and 100
120岁
120、
啊、这一段期间呢就是在带领以色列百姓、
when he led the Israelites
摩西有好几次求神 拿掉他的生命
For a few times, Moses asked the Lord to take away his life.
啊，他不想再做了。
He did not want to be a leader. 啊，
因为他觉得这些以色列百姓好像婴孩一样。
He thought the Israelites were like babies.
当他们红海没有办过过去。
When they couldn't cross the Red Sea.
大家大吵大闹，有人要拿石头打摩西。
People shouted and yelled and wanted to stone Moses.
当他们在旷野路难走。
When the journey in the wilderness became hard.
好多人就开始发怨言，要逼迫摩西。
Many people grumbled. Against Moses.
遇到任何一件事情不顺利
Whenever they encountered a difficulty
第一个对象就是摩西
Moses would be the first target of attack
所以120万的以色列百姓在旷野一点感谢的心都没有
He led millions of people into the wilderness But none of them showed any gratitude
常常埋怨神
They kept grumbling against God
所以这对摩西来讲是一个极大的压力
To Moses it was an extreme pressure
那种心灵上的苦是没有人能够了解的
That kind of mental suffering is something that no one could understand.
因此，摩西这从180岁到120岁，为在完成神的托付，他真的吃尽了苦头。
So during the last 40 years of his life, in order to fulfill God's commission, he suffered to the extreme.
我们看保罗怎么讲。
What did Paul say?
他说，我能够为神受苦，这是神给我的恩典。
It is the grace of the Lord that I may suffer for him.
在哥林多后书里面，保罗在提到他怎么样为神的工作受苦。
In 2 Corinthians, he mentioned how he suffered for the Lord's ministry.
被人用石头打。
He was stoned.
啊，被人用棍子打。
He was beaten.
遇到假弟兄。
He had to face the danger of false brothers.
常常没有东西吃。
He was hungry.
所以他受外面受尽了苦。
He suffered so much.
啊，里面为着教会的事情天天挂心。
And his heart burned within for the sake of the church.
所以保罗为着完成神的工作，他也是受很多的苦。
So Paul also suffered much in order to do the Lord's work.
因此摩西离世了。
When Moses left the world,
在主耶稣变貌山上，他跟主耶稣一起容貌放光。
He was with the Lord so that when the Lord was on the Mount of Transfiguration, he was there.
神肯定他受苦的价值。
God commended him for his suffering.
保罗要离世了。
When Paul was about to leave the world,
他说公义的冠冕为我存留。
He said, "There is in store for me the crown of righteousness."
美好的仗我已经打过了。
I have fought the good fight.
所信的道我已经守住了。
I have kept the faith.
这当跑的路我已经跑完了。
I have finished the race.
所以他等待公义的冠冕。
He was waiting for the crown of righteousness.
所以圣经里面我们发现每一个古圣徒受苦到最后都是蒙神纪念的。
So in the Bible we see that all the saints who suffered for the Lord were remembered by God.
所罗门的生活最舒服。
Solomon had the most comfortable life.
他说我心里所要的我没有一样不享受。
He said, I denied myself nothing that I wanted.
他也这样活了活到年纪很大。
He lived to an old age.
所罗门要对人生做一个结论。
And when he made a conclusion about life,
他的结论不是公义的冠冕。
It wasn't about the crown of righteousness.
他的结论不是遍帽山上那容貌放光。
It wasn't the glory on the Mount of Transfiguration.
他的结论是感叹人生多么虚空啊。
His conclusion was nothing but a sigh.Life is vain.
可见有意义的人生是在受苦当中活出来的。
So a meaningful life comes from a life of suffering.
人若失去受苦的能力，他的生活就没有办法过着有意义的。
When a person loses the will to suffer, his life becomes meaningless.
你看旧约圣经里面，新约圣经里面，服侍神的古圣徒，有哪一个人是活得很舒服的？
Throughout the Bible, which of the servant of God lived a comfortable life?
每一个都是为着神的工作受苦很多。
Everyone suffered so much for the work of the Lord.
所以他们的生命在神的眼中看成非常的宝贵。
Therefore, their life was precious to the Lord's eyes.
非常的有价值。
They lived a very meaningful life.
在神的国度里面，荣耀非常的大。
And they received glory in God's kingdom.
赏赐非常的大。
They received reward.
因为他们受苦。
Because they suffer for God.
所以今天我们不要一直羡慕别人生活多享受。
So let us stop envying people who enjoy a lot.
这个是世俗的想法。
That is a worldly secular thinking.
我们要羡慕别人，为什么这一个人有能力为主耶稣受苦这么多？
Rather, we should admire those who have the courage to suffer for God.
我们要羡慕他在受苦当中所结出的果子。
We should admire those who bear fruit in suffering.
所做出工作的果效。
Those who produce fruit in their work.
因此摩西从他的本身他知道神会让人受苦的。
From his personal experience, Moses realized that God allows suffering in
the lives. 为着灵性进步。
The purpose is for spiritual maturity.
我们常常会受苦。
That is why we suffer.
为着完成神的工作。
To complete God's work.
我们常常会受苦。
We suffer.
所以当人在受苦的生活环境长大了。
If we're brought up in a comfortable life.
有时候人的观念会变的。
We may change our mentality.
好跟不好变成两分法。
We cannot distinguish good from evil.
不要受苦就是好。
We think that it is good not to suffer.
受苦的就是不好。
We think it's bad to suffer.
那如果一个人的观念已经变成两分法了。
If we have that kind of mentality.
那我们前面的决定路一定会走错的。
Then we will take the wrong path.
因为好多神所用的人都是受苦的。
Because the people whom God used were people who suffered.
那在摩西的一生里面
In Moses' life,
我们还可以看到、啊、他在带领以色列百姓在旷野当中受苦
We also see how he suffered when he led the people through the wilderness.
那为什么神要让以色列百姓在旷野中受苦
Why did God allow the Israelites suffer in the wilderness?
其实从这个埃及地进到迦南地几个月的时间就可以走到
It could have taken them a few months to reach Canaan.
但是神在旷野地这样绕了40年
But God allowed them to wander it for 40 years.
这个40年受很多的苦啊。
They suffered a lot.
那为什么神刻意让他们受苦40年?
Why did God let them suffer intentionally for 40 years?
我们现在来看生命记。
Let's read Deuteronomy.
生命记的第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
生命记的第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我今日所吩咐你的一切诫命你要谨守遵行好叫你们存活人数增多且进去得耶和华你的列祖岂是应许的地第二节
Verse 2.
你要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这40年要苦练你要试验你要知道你的内心如何肯守他的诫命不肯这个地方说神在这个试验40年苦练你试验你
It says here how the Lord humbled them and tested them.
就40年真的吃很多的苦头啊。
Those 40 years were very harsh.
为着要知道你的内心如何。
Because the Lord wanted to know what was in their heart.
你到底肯不肯守他的诫命。
Whether or not they would keep his commands.
人的心啊有时候连我们也不知道自己。
Oftentimes we do not even know what's in our hearts.
但是人经历了苦难之后。
But after we go through suffering.
不但别人可以了解我们是什么人有时候连我们也可以自己了解我是什么人。
Not only will other people know us better, we ourselves will know who we are.
所以主耶稣在登山宝训他说你要爱你的仇敌。
In the teachings on the mount, Jesus said, love your enemies.
啊，为那逼迫你的祷告。
And pray for those who persecute you.
你这样做，你就是完全像天父。
If you do so, you will be as perfect as your heavenly father.
主耶稣这样讲，我们看不出到底主耶稣是怎么样一个人。
But when Jesus said that, we cannot really understand what kind of person Jesus was.
因为这样讲比较容易啊。
Because it's easy to say those words.
但是等主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
But when we see Jesus crucified on the cross.
那是真正的受苦。
That is real suffering.
我们看主耶稣怎么表现。
What did Jesus do?
他真的向神祷告，求神赦免那钉他的人。
He prayed to the Father to forgive those who crucified him.
所以在受苦当中，我们就发现主耶稣人格的伟大。
So in Jesus' suffering, we see the noble character of Christ.
因此那些本来不认耶稣的那个百夫长，下面人钉耶稣，看到耶稣也说，他真是一个义人。
Even the centurion who did not believe in God said that Jesus was indeed a righteous man.
看到他在受苦当中的表现，发现他的人格真的是很伟大，受感动。
By looking at how Jesus suffered, he realized that he was very touched.
因此，今天我们的信心到哪里？
So what is the level of our faith?
我们的爱心到哪里?
What is the level of our love?
有时候平常我们看不出来。
It's hard to tell.
但是有一天如果我们受苦了。
But one day when we suffer.
忽然之间我们发现我们信心很小。
then we'll realize how small our faith is.
我们受苦了，我们才知道我们对神的爱常常是一种感觉，一种气氛而已。
Only then will we realize that our faith and love for God is often just a matter of feeling and atmosphere.
亚伯兰非常爱神。
Abraham loved the Lord very much.
有一天神呼召他。
One day the Lord called, to,
说, 亚伯兰啊,
called him and said, Abraham.
亚伯兰回应说, 我在这里。
He said, here I am.
神说,
God said,
把你的独生儿子献给我。
Offer your only son.
这是要考验的。
That was a test.
那是一个很大的苦。
It was a great suffering.
因为他只有一个孩子。
He had only one son.
100岁才生的。
Born at the age of 100.
是他的心肝宝贝。
It was his precious son.
所以神要考验他, 你对我的爱只是一种气氛感觉而已吗?
God wanted to test him to see if his love was only a feeling.
而是真的能够为着爱我来受苦。
Or whether he was willing to love God to the point of suffering.
结果亚伯兰证明他爱神爱到愿意为神受苦。
And Abraham proved his love for God until that he was willing to suffer.
所以他在摩利亚山上啊, 神祝福他。
Therefore, God blessed him on Mount Moriah.
说你的子孙要像天上的鲸, 海边的沙。
Saying your descendants will be as numerous as the stars in heaven, sand on the seashore.
天上的鲸就是属灵的子孙。
The stars in the heaven are the spiritual descendants.
地上的沙就是海, 属世的子孙。
The sand on the seashore are the worldly descendants.
他体验到神必预备。
The Lord, Abraham experienced the fact that the Lord prepares.
因此有时候神常常给我们一个考试。
God often gives us a test.
受苦当中啊, 你就发现了我们人真的不断需要追求。
In our suffering, we will realize that there's still a long way for us to go.
有一个传道者,
there was a minister.
他常常去医院里面看望病人。
Who often visited patients in a hospital.
勉励说, 要有信心啊, 要祷告啊, 要靠神啊。
He would encourage these people to have faith, to pray a lot, to have trust in God.
有一次啊, 他就这个, 肾脏发生问题。
One time he had a liver problem, kidney problem.
请假一个月, 躺在床上。
So he took a month's leave and was sick in bed.
那个时候他的太太才告诉他,
then the wife came and told him,
说你平常怎么勉励人呢? 就这样勉励你自己就好了。
You should encourage yourself the way you always encourage other people.
那后来那个时候他才忽然发现说啊, 我们要勉励别人比较简单, 一直呢, 我们遇到困难, 我们才发现, 我们是很软弱的。
Then he realized that it's easy for us to encourage people, but when we're weak, we find how helpless we are.
所以神让以色列百姓在旷野当中受苦才发现了啊, 他们的内心是不是真的愿意跟从神。
God put the Israelites in the wilderness to a test so that he may know what is in their heart, whether they would keep his commands.
我们再看第八章,
Chapter 8 of Deuteronomy.
生命记第八章,
Chapter 8.
第三节,
Verse 3.
他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你，使你知道人活着不单是靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出来的这一切的话。这里说神苦练你，任你饥饿，有一个目的。
God let them hunger and for a reason.
就是到最后要让你知道，人活着不只是靠食物。
So as to teach them that man does not live by bread alone.
还要靠神口里所出来的话。
But on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
也就是说，人活着还要靠神的恩典。
In other words, we need God's grace to live on.
人受苦越多，你就越发现说，如果没有神的恩典啊，哦。 我们人没有办法活着。
The more we suffer, the more we realize that without God's grace, we cannot survive.
我遇到一个弟兄啊,
I know of a brother,
他心脏有问题啊,
who had a heart problem.
他曾经经过很严重的生病。
He had been sick very seriously.
他说他正在生病很严重的时候, 他一直想说, 我现在死得比活着还好。
When he was very ill, he thought, it's better for me to die than to live.
他也觉得说好像他自己不能够再继续活下去。
And he felt that he could not live anymore.
但是很奇妙的, 后来他就渐渐好起来了。
But miraculously, he recovered.
那他经历了这一次苦难之后,
And through that experience of suffering,
他有一个很大的改变。
He had a drastic transformation.
他发现了, 每一天他活着都是神的恩典。
He began to realize that he lived daily under God's love.
他摸摸心脏一直在跳, 这是神的恩典。
When he felt that his heart was still jumping, pumping, he knew that it was God's love.
因为如果没有神的恩典, 他随时都可以停下来。
Because the heartbeat could stop anytime.
所以人在受苦当中, 更会有感恩的心。
So in our suffering, we know that we will be more grateful.
好多人啊, 在生活当中啊, 没有靠神。
Many people do not trust in the Lord.
用着自己的方法在世界上拼拼奋斗。
They count on their own wisdom and intelligence.
到最后发现啊，虽然付很大的劳力，但是好像没有什么收获。
But in the end, they put in a lot but receive very little.
那以后他就开始回头。弟兄哎。
And this brother finally turned back.
开始来亲近神。
And he came back to the Lord.
他就发现说，以前他付相同的力量啊，现在变成收获很多。
And now he doesn't have to put in as much, or he puts in as much, but he receives twice as much.
因此这样一比较，他就让他知道说，人活着不但要自己的努力，更需要神的恩典。
Then he realized that not only do we need to work hard, we also need to rely on God's grace.
但是他这个结论啊，也花了好几年的苦。
But it took him many years of suffering to realize that point.
但是毕竟他已经得到一个结论了。
But he learned a lesson.
所以受苦常常是神刻意的安排，要让我们在灵性上进步。
So suffering is often God's will for us so that we may improve spiritually.
请看生命记的第八章
Chapter 8 of Deuteronomy
11节
Verse 11、
你要谨慎，免得忘记耶和华你的神，不守他的诫命律例的典章，就是我今日所吩咐你的。12节
12
恐怕你吃得饱足，建造美好房屋居住。十三节
13,
你的牛羊增多，你的金银增添，并你所有的权都增加。十四节
14,
你就心高气傲，忘记耶和华你的神，就是将你从埃及为奴之家领出来的，引导进而大而可怕那有火蛇蝎子无水之地，他曾使水从坚硬的盘子流出来。再看十六节
15 and 16,
又在旷野将你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你，是要苦练你，试验你，叫你终究享福。十七节
17,
恐怕你说这个财货得财货的力量是我自己得来的。这一段圣经告诉我们为什么神会让我们受苦。
This passage tells us why God allows us suffering.
因为你经过苦难之后再来享受神的福气，你才能够永久享受神的福气。
Because only if we go through suffering and then receive God's blessing will we always remain in God's blessing.
为什么？
What does that mean?
因为如果神直接就从这个埃及地把他们带进了迦南地，他没有受过苦。
Had God brought the Israelites straight into Canaan, they wouldn't have to suffer.
然后他们在迦南地里面，牛羊开始增加，金银开始增多。
When their herds and flocks grew, and when their houses gold became much.
然后他们就开始心高气傲。
And they would become proud.
就开始忘记了神，觉得这个是我奋斗来的。
They would forget the Lord and think that they.Earned it all by
忘记了，这个是神的恩典。
They will forget that it was the Lord's grace.
当一个人开始强调这就是我奋斗来的，那就完了。
When a person begins to think that he had earned everything himself, that is his finish.
你看那个尼布甲尼撒王站在这个巴比伦王宫里面。
King Nebuchadnezzar stood on top of the palace.
他怎么讲
？What did he say?
这不是。
God's grace that he could sit on the throne.
他不知道今天能够建设巴比伦，这是神的恩典。
He didn't realize that it was by God's grace that he could establish the kingdom of Babylon.
所以他强调这是我的大能大力建设的。
When he said, "Didn't I build this with my mighty hand?"
马上一个声音说：“你的王位离开你。”
A voice came from heaven and said, "Your throne has been snatched away from you."
他就出去跟旷野这个野兽一起吃草七年。
So he went out and lived with a beast for 7 years.
有一天他抬头望天。
One day he looked up to heaven.
他忽然觉悟。
Then he came to himself.
至高者在人的国中掌权。
That the Most High rules in the kingdom of men.
要跟王位给谁就给谁。
And he will give the authority to anyone he is pleased.
那个时候他觉悟，他过去能够当王，住在王宫里面是神的恩典。
Then he realized that it was by God's grace that he could live as a king.
那他有了这个觉悟。
When he came to this realization,
神就带他回来。
God restored him.
他又回到这个王宫里面。
He came back to the palace.
这一次尼布甲尼撒王的心态不一样了。
Then he changed his attitude.
因为他已经在旷野受苦七年了。
Because he suffered for 7 years.
跟动物在一起啊。
With the beast.
所以受苦使人谦卑。
Suffering humbles.
神赐福给谦卑的人。
And God blesses the humble.
所以这种人能够永久活在神的恩典当中。
And those who are humble will live forever in God's grace.
因此有时候神赐福给人，但是人在神的恩典当中啊，却渐渐的堕落了。
Oftentimes God blesses us, but such blessing will make us fall.
因此如果我们读这个圣经里面记载以色列百姓的历史，
When we study the Israelites' history,
每一次神看顾他们平安。
Every time when God blessed them with prosperity,
他们就忘记了神，就拜偶像。
They forgot the Lord and worshipped idols.
那神又开始兴起外邦攻击他们。
When God raised up nations against them,
受苦回头。
They will return after suffering.
呼求神。
They will call on the Lord.
神又看顾他们。
And God will care for them.
又开始享受神的恩典。
They began to enjoy God's blessings.
那神的恩典来到。
When God's blessings came.
又心高气傲，又忘记神。
They became proud again and forgot the Lord.
那受苦又来到了。
The suffering came again.
所以你在四世纪里面可以看到这个历史这样一直转，一直转，一直重复。
So in Judges, we can see how history cycles itself.
所以人是何等的软弱。
How weak are human beings?
今天不是神不祝福我们。
It is not that the Lord doesn't want to bless us.
今天是我们配不得起神的祝福。
Rather, we are not worthy to receive God's blessings.
因为我们不够谦卑。
Because we are not humble enough.
所以神常常要受苦来训练我们谦卑，使我们长久活在神的恩典中。
So God often allows sufferings to come into our lives so that we may be humble and live forever in His grace.
所以十六节说啊，试验你，叫你能够终究享福啊。
In verse 16, he said, he tested you so that it might go well with you.
所以摩西说啊，神啊，求你让我们受苦的日子里面啊，叫我们能够喜乐。
So Moses prayed to God saying, make us glad for as many days as you afflict us.
他知道出于神的慈爱，人会受苦。
He knows that out of God's love, he makes us suffer.
请看生命记的32章。
Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 32.
生命记的32章。
Deuteronomy 32.
第九节
Verse 9
耶和华的份本是他的百姓他的产业本是雅各第十节
Verse 10
耶和华遇见他在旷野荒凉野兽吼叫之地就环绕他看顾他保护他如同保护眼中的瞳人十一节
11
又如鹰搅动锅槽在雏鹰以上两次展翅接取雏鹰背在两翅上十二节这样耶和华独自引导他并无外邦的神与他同在十三节
13.
耶和华使他乘驾地的高处得吃田间的土产又使他从磐石中杂米从坚石中吸油这个第九节开始在讲啊以色列百姓在神的眼中是何等的宝贵
In verse 9 it tells us how precious the people of Israel was to God
他说他是神的产业
They were the Lord's portion.
好，然后神看顾他，好像看顾眼中的瞳人。
God guarded them as the apple of His eye.
今天我们就是属灵的以色列百姓。
Today we are spiritual Israelites.
但是十一节就讲以色列百姓为什么要受苦。
Starting with verse 11, it tells us why they suffered.
神好像搅动鹰巢。
Like an eagle that stirs up its nest.
老鹰知道有一天呢、啊，这个小鹰必自己要独立。
The eagle knows that its young will have to fly away.
所以这个老鹰要训练它怎样懂得飞翔。
So the eagle has to train the young eagles to fly.
因此这个鹰的巢啊，筑在这个半的悬崖上面。
So the eagle builds its nest on the cliff.
那这个老鹰故意把那个巢翻过来。
And the eagle stirs up the nest and overturns it.
那那个老鹰就掉下来了。
So the young eagles will fall.
那掉下来，它就用翅膀去飞。
When they fall, they try to flutter with their wings.
这是很惊险的尝试。
It's a very dangerous.
但是老鹰知道。
But the eagle knows.
这个小鹰快要掉下去，它赶快潜下去，用背把它背起来。
And sees that the young eagles are about to fall, and the eagle will take them up.
就这样重复不断一直练。
He will keep training the young eagles.
练到有一天，这个小鹰的翅膀硬了，它是自己可以飞。
Until one day the wings of the young eagles became firm, they could fly.
那这个老鹰就放心了。
Then the eagle has done its job.
这个就是神对人的操练。
That's how God trains us.
在不断的操练当中，我们的信心一直在进步。
Through constant training, our faith keeps growing.
使我们的信心能够扎根。
So that our faith may be rooted.
那神在天上就觉得很放心了。
And God will feel peace.
所以人虽然得到神很多的爱，但是有时候在生活当中也会受苦。
Although we enjoy many of God's blessings, we also have to suffer.
因为在受苦当中，我们灵性会进步很大。
Because we will grow spiritually when we suffer.
我们如果仔细看看我们自己。
When we look at ourselves.
或者我们看看周围的人。
Or the people around us.
我们常常有一个感觉。
We often have this feeling.
就是人信仰进步最快的两个阶段。
There are two stages in our lives where our faith grows the quickest.
不是全部啦，但是有时候大部分是这样。
This is only generally speaking.
第一个阶段。
The first stage
就是你出信的时候。
It's when we first believe.
我们出信的时候，我们觉得这个是新的。
When we first believe, everything is new.
对神的体验也是新的。
Our experience in God is new.
我们觉得我们自己很无知。
We feel that we know nothing.
所以不断一直在追求。
So we want to seek knowledge.
那追求到一个程度。
When we reach a certain level.
我们发现信主几十年也没有比我好。
We feel that those who believe for a long time are not any better than ourselves.
所以我就觉得我差不多了。
So we feel I'm pretty good.
那个时候我们信仰就停在一个阶段了。
Then our growth stops.
因为我们觉得我们已经达到一般的水准了。
We feel that we have reached the average level.
那么一直到有一天我们又遇到困难。
But then someday a suffering comes.
我们发现我们没有地方去求助。
We have no other help.
唯一能够帮助我们就是神。
Only God can help.
那个时候人就开始亲近神。
Then we draw close to God again.
为了让祷告都发生功效。
In order to make our prayers effective,
我们会开始反省自己。
We examine ourselves.
会开始改变自己。
We change ourselves.
就在这一段受苦的期间当中，
It is during the stage of suffering.
我们跟神的关系好起来了。
That we restore our relationship with God.
我们的灵性成熟了。
That we grow spiritually once again.
这个就是受苦的目的啊。
That is the purpose of suffering.
为了让我们灵性进步、长大、成熟。
So that we may improve in our spirituality and be mature.
所以摩西说，求你让你受苦的日子叫我们喜乐。
So Moses said, make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us.
他知道神会让我们受苦。
He realized that God allows suffering.
因为他本身体验过。
He himself experienced suffering.
他所带领的以色列百姓也体验过。
His people also suffered.
所以他没有求神让他不要受苦。
He did not ask the Lord not to make them suffer.
他只求神说，在我受苦的日子，让我有喜乐的心。
He only prayed and asked the Lord to make him glad for as long as he was afflicted.
神能够让我们有喜乐的心。
God can make us glad.
如果我们在受苦当中有喜乐，
If we can be glad in our suffering,
那受苦就不再是可怕的。
Then suffering is not to be feared.
因为喜乐就是我们的力量。
Because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
使我们能够一步一步的来走完神要我们受苦的日子。
So that we can complete God's journey for us one step at a time.
所以诗篇二十三篇说，
Psalm 23 says,
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
我也不怕，
I fear no evil,
因为你与我同在。
For you are with me.
这个死荫的幽谷就是一种受苦。
The shadow of valley of death is suffering.
所以最怕的不是死荫的幽谷。
So what is most dreadful is not the valley.
最怕的是神有没有跟我同在。
But whether God is ever with us.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Your staff and your rod, they comfort me.
如果有神的同在，
With God's presence,
受苦当中神会安慰我们。
In our suffering, we will receive comfort from God.
那受苦就不是这么可怕的。
That suffering will not be that scary.
所以圣经里面在描写当时的但以理，
The Bible describes Daniel,
被丢到狮子坑里面，
was thrown into the lion's den.
神跟他同在。
The Lord was with him.
所以他没有什么害怕。
He feared no evil.
约瑟被卖到埃及里面去。
When Joseph was sold to Egypt,
他生了两个儿子。
He had two sons.
一个起名叫马拉西。
One son was called Manasseh.
一个叫做以法莲。
The other called Ephraim.
一个就是说，神让我忘记了埃及的苦难。
One name means God has made me forgotten the afflictions in Egypt.
约瑟被卖到埃及，这是很苦的。
Joseph was sold as a slave. It was suffering.
但是后来他看出神的旨意。
But he realized that was God's good will.
所以他的兄弟啊，虽然后来要跟他道歉。
When his brothers apologized,
他说不要道歉了。
He said, "Do not do that."
因为你们意思虽然不好，要卖我。
Though you meant evil to betray me,
但是神的意思原来是好的。
But it was God's good intention.
要差我来。
To send me ahead of you.
所以在这个埃及虽然很酷，但是神让他忘记了。
Though the suffering in Egypt was great, the Lord had made him forget the suffering.
所以在受苦当中最重要就是要神的同在，还有神的安慰。
Therefore, in our suffering, the most important is to have God's presence and comfort.
这就是摩西所求的。
That was Moses' wish.
在神使我们受苦的日子，求你赐给我们喜乐的心。
Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us.
来唱诗。